It's Michael. Brother Michael and I are here for the next little bit to prepare you for meditation to end your day. Well, not technically the end, you'll go for dinner, but it's a free evening. Did you have a good day? Yeah. Are you tired? No. Some say no, some say? Yeah. The Indian, yes. Yes. Okay. the evening's free so that you can rest up for tomorrow, because the activity begins in earnest tomorrow with outings, and again morning meditation. So traditionally, we and all the Brahma Kumaris campuses around the world sit in meditation between 7 and 7:30 every night. And it's an unusual time to sit. In most households, there's a lot of activity between 7 and 7:30 at night. Is that true in your household? Yeah, I was a single mom with two children when I began meditating. And in Canada, we call that the arsenic hour. Do you know what that means? The arsenic hour is when parents might end it all or pull their hair out. Because there's so much activity in the house. And so to sit and meditate between 7 and 7:30 is an interesting commitment to make at that time of day. But it really serves the purpose of finishing the day well. There's still more to the day, but most of the interactions, the business, the shopping, the studying, the eating has happened by that time. And so it's a golden opportunity to sit, be still, a little reflection, and a little meditation. So Brother Michael is going to lead us into meditation, but we're going to start with a reflection. We hear these words a lot. We've got reflection, we've got contemplation, we've got meditation. Have you ever thought about the difference between these three things? Some of us have. Yeah. I'd like to start with a reflection and lead into a meditation. So typically reflection is looking back, right? Reflecting on our experiences. And in educational terms, in learning terms, reflection is about looking back in order to learn. Contemplation is to focus our attention on something. So when we think about peace, in a way, we're contemplating. And then with meditation, we step back from all of that and become aware of myself as the observer, the creator of thoughts. So I'd like to begin with a reflection first, so that when you enter your meditation, you've already reflected back on your day. So this will require that everybody stands up. This reflection. And we're going to get the brain warmed up first. So I'm going to ask everybody, and it's also just to wake us up a little bit, I'm going to ask everybody to put out their right finger. Right finger and left thumb up. Okay? Now, change them. Change them. Change them. It's not so easy, is it? No. No. This is called brain gym, connecting the left and right hemisphere of your brain. And it's about centering yourself and connecting your brain so that you are centered, you're in the center, not one way or the other. It's not so easy, is it? Yeah, and the more you think about it, the harder it gets. So you can't think about it. Okay, so this is a warm-up for your brain. Ultimately, when you meditate, look, I've been meditating 20 years. Look how successful meditation is at connecting your brain. Yeah, okay. So, I would like you to take a moment now just to stand still, Rock back and forth on your feet so that you reach the edge of your balance. And then come to stable, centered position. I would like you to turn your head slowly, very, very slowly back all the way and look behind you. Behind you is your entire journey that brought you to this hall in this moment at this time. I would like you to smile at that journey. That is your past, and it has brought you here. Smile at it and turn your head slowly to the front. You are here in this room, in this moment, having come from that journey. Now I would like you to turn your head very slowly to the left. And I would like you to look behind you, all the way behind you. And I would like you to see this day. This very long day for some of us. So much happened today, we might not remember all of it. It started with meditation. Exercise, then meditation. Free time, tour, class, lunch, shopping, rest, and here. Slowly, as you move your head back to the front, I would like you to center your awareness in your body, standing stable and tall, in this room, at this time, having lived the day you just lived. And I'm going to ask you two questions about your day. And just allow an answer to pop into your head. Don't think about it. Okay? First question, what surprised you today? Okay, take a moment and just think to yourself, anything that surprised you from today. And I would like you to turn to the person next to you and tell them something that surprised you from your day, your first day in the Peace of Mind retreat. Okay, come back to your centered standing, aware that you are the thinking being in the body. Bring your awareness to the center of your forehead. The second question, what inspired you today? What inspired you from today? Take a moment. Maybe many things, maybe one. And now you can turn to a different person, either beside you or front or back. Turn a different direction and share with one other person. Inspired me.
Something else that inspired me when I went to yesterday at the dispensary to see Ashish, whatever, give him an update. The scales in the dispensary.
Yeah. You went on it?
10 kilos.
Oh, my God.
I didn't weigh myself when
before
I first
left. Do you feel it? Do you feel 10 kilos less? They look light. It depends a lot. That's your surprise. Okay. Do you want to do the... No, I'm going to ask you. No, they don't need to learn more about meditation. You're just going to take them in, brother. And I'll sit next to you. Okay. You're going to do physical though. Okay, and now if you can come back to center. Come back to center, stable, standing. Did you hear nice things? Yeah, lots of inspired faces out there. Okay. Before I pass the microphone to Brother Michael, who is going to keep you standing just for a little bit before we sit again, I would like you to just stop for a moment and formulate an inquiry, a question in your mind, a question that has arisen for you today. Questions usually get answered in meditation. So I just want you to hold a question. Any question? I don't mean like where to go to the, you know, to change my money or where to get a proper white kurta. I mean, you know, a spiritual question. You know, an inquiry question, okay? So just frame one of those in your mind. A question that is arising in you. A curiosity of interest. Take a moment and frame that. And now you can tuck that question away. And I'll ask you to watch how it gets answered, either during this meditation or in the next 24 hours. Okay? So Brother Michael is now going to take us, starting a bit active and then getting sitting, into our half hour of meditation. Enjoy.
Om Shanti. One of the benefits of standing on the stage is that I can see all your faces at the same time. And it's one of the inspirations I have today, especially at the dining room when everyone was on the balcony in the sun. You had a great day. That's why we do peace of mind. Okay. I've been, as I mentioned last night, I've been practicing meditation for 42 years. And I'll get it right one of these days. And I'm going to ask you a question. Who hands up those who would call themselves very good meditators? Very good. Okay, not many. Who are okay meditators? Still not that many. I'm going to issue you a challenge. That if I suggested that in a few moments you will overcome the two biggest obstacles in meditation, that's what people have told us over the years. One is, I cannot relax properly. Would you agree with that? It's a bit of a challenge. And the other big one is, I can't control my mind. Not here, of course, but people have told us over the years that this is a challenge. If I was to tell you in 3 minutes, you will master that challenge, would you think I was having a joke? Yeah, I'm not. However, it does require work. And because meditation, as you're hearing from here, is about managing your thoughts, about how do you do that? We've had a lot of information, especially from Sister Shilu this morning, and I have never heard her chant Om today. That was remarkable. And so, these two things, if you can overcome them, you can begin to manage your thoughts. And when you do manage your thoughts, the whole idea of all the information you've heard today and everything you're going to hear over the next 5 or 6 days is to improve the quality of what I think about. Simple. Improve the quality of what you think about. Your state of mind will reflect that. But to get to manage your thoughts, it's like catching a slippery fish. It's just not possible, right? So, who has done Hatha Yoga here? Yeah, a few people. So I've pinched a few things from Hatha Yoga. And what we're going to do now is firstly, again, not this group, but many people hold stress in their shoulders and neck. You may have read about that. So what we're going to do is similar to what Judy just did. So and again, if this is too much for you, don't do it. But just take a deep breath in through your nose. Just hold it. Once again, in deep breath. Now once again, but this time gently turn your head to the right. Only as much as you can take. Don't stretch it. And exhale. Once again, take a deep breath in. But turn your head to the left. To the front. And do this one exercise. Breathing in. Take. Gently roll your shoulders down as you exhale. Now do this once again. Allow all those knots to go. Can you feel the change in the energy? So it improves the blood flow in the neck and the shoulders and begin to relax. Because now you're sitting in meditation and you're not relaxed. And as I said, I've been practicing meditation for 42 years. I would offer you, would you like the 3-minute version? The quick noodle, instant noodle version. Yes, okay. So please sit down. So that was how you accelerate the relaxation. And one of the other great exports of India is spirituality, especially yoga, the Hatha yoga. There's on it, every city on the planet's got yoga schools of different types. And one of the brilliant aspects of what I've seen of yoga is called pranayama, which is the breathing, centering the body. I mean, I'm sure there are yoga teachers or yoga experts much better than me, but for this exercise, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. So close your eyes and just take a deep breath. And I'm going to ask you to very quietly and gently focus on your breathing. My breathing gives life to my body. I'm breathing morning, noon, and night, and I hardly ever notice. My breathing is one of my most valuable allies on my journey. When other thoughts come, instead of battling, simply take a deep breath and focus on my breath. And very gradually, what you're doing is your thoughts are going within. When I'm not thinking about yesterday or tomorrow, I'm worried about this. That way you waste your energy, you use up your store of energy. In this way, you simply turn your thoughts to your breathing, and you have begun your journey within. Inside is my inner world. That is behind my eyes. It's the world that I sometimes become aware of when I'm half awake or half asleep. Deep inside is where I live in this body. Give yourself permission to simply relax be present here and now. And allow the feeling of quietness, of silence and peace bubble up to the surface. I feel my shoulders are relaxing. That tightness I may feel in my chest or my stomach just begins to fade away like a morning mist over a lake. And on this journey within, I begin to see a tiny star in my mind's eye. And that star is who I am. We all lead such busy lives. But as we've begun this journey within to experience our real state of peace, the Om Shanti you heard today just allow the quietness, the peace, just for the next few moments, just gently enjoy the lovely soft music and just be at peace.